The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I've mentioned the Shannon outside, and it has long been suggested that water from the Shannon be diverted, partially diverted, and pumped where pumped eastwards towards the capital city to service Dublin and the surrounding areas. Manix Flynn is an independent Dublin City councillor, and he is in our Dublin studios. Manix, it's good to talk to you as always. Is this a good idea? Should we be doing it? And if so, why?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Good afternoon, everybody in Athlone. A favourite place of mine. Absolutely wonderful town. I love it. I think it's a good idea, basically. I mean, I think that it's a small percent of the water coming off the Shannon. There are issues. There are environmental issues, indeed, and there are eco issues. And, of course, there's issues of who owns the water and, you know, people thinking that the water is being siphoned off when there's no such a thing. It's coming out, you know what I mean, and it's coming up to the populations of Dublin, but it's also going to feed everybody along that particular way. And it will give us some water security while we get to the issues in relation to the leakage and, indeed, the issues around sewage within the water system itself. But it's a way that we're going to manage the water. I know that there's people who object to it entirely, and I think, you know, they certainly need support, and I like and I welcome groups like that, because we need transparency and we need people to challenge them. But there's proper environmental law there in the EU law. There's also the courts if there's anything untoward, and they'll be the first, you know, if there's an issue here whereby it is going to damage any part of the River Shannon, I'd be the first to kind of raise objections on this. But I think this is really needed. I mean, we're not extracting oil. It's not fracking. It's not going to cause a massive amount of damage. It's essential. It will supply a route which will thrive business-wise and will give water security to Dublin and indeed many places along the way. I think it would be important that this particular project would have a temporary basis because, as I say, you know, we can't particularly rely on this forevermore, and that they would look for other resources. Like, for instance, the resources that we have in Dublin are hundreds of years old. It is almost impossible to fix them in the leakage. We need to really, really up our game and put a whole new infrastructure in that's going to last us 100 years. But in Dublin, at the moment, if we have a heat wave, we're doomed. If there's a huge amount of rain pouring into the system, the water becomes contaminated. We know parts of Galway are destroyed by sewage. So this is, I think, a good idea, albeit it has issues, it has environmental issues, it has its objectors. But I think in terms of the finance, in terms of the economy of it, in terms of the bang for the buck, I think that this ticks all those kind of, doors and whistles. And also just to add that there are many companies throughout the world that have expertise that will be impacting on this. But we don't want to end up in a situation like Northern Ireland or indeed the UK where the water system is just simply appalling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, we don't end Donal Whelan is with us as well. He's from the River Shannon Protection Alliance, the Loch Derg branch just southwest of where we are here in Athlone. Donal, would you have misgivings about a plan like this?
We have a lot, and hello and welcome from the banks of the Shannon here in Dromineer. I was looking out at it at the moment. We're a group founded over 15 years ago, initially on environmental grounds when this whole scheme was proposed originally by Dublin Corporation before it was taken over and Irish Water were set up by it. And while we're still opposing it on environmental grounds, there's also the massive financial cost of it. They're talking at the moment about 1.6 billion, but it could go like the Children's Hospital in Dublin with inflation. Our main reasons really for objecting to it is, number one, Dublin has adequate supply of water. The fact that they've got Victorian cast iron pipes leaking nearly 50% of it means that any water taken from the Shannon, half of it will go into the ground. Now, that will be after piping it 172 kilometres through 500 farms. Now, those farmers, some of them are quite welcoming of it, but a lot of them are not, because initially they have to give over 15 metres of their land while it's being built, and in the future they have to reserve 25 metres forever. That would have implication on development of their land, building on their land, and so on.
Yeah.
But mainly we object that it's not really necessary. Now, the only time that Dublin would be low on water would be on severe drought because there is so much rainwater falling. On the edge of Dublin, you have the Blessington Polifuca Reservoir. Now, that covers 22 square kilometres. It holds something like 149 billion litres of water. And it's only used for a certain amount of generating electricity.
That so you could use that water. Let me go back to Mannix. And that Mannix, is there not a closer water source that could be used in Dublin?
The thing about that is, and I welcome all of these challenges. The thing about the Ardna Crusha, the reservoirs is that they're ancient and they're not reliable. I mean, this is about water security. We could turn around and we could spend that 2 billion euros on fixing the leaks. But to no avail, the system actually is completely out of date. And what would happen with the water from the Shannon, it would give us water security and it would give us a finite amount of water. What would be happening on the ground would be new pipes would be going. We wouldn't be necessarily fixing leaks. We'd be bypassing those leaks and eventually decommissioning and then refurbishing the whole water infrastructure, not just in terms of Dublin, but in terms of the whole country. I mean, we're only now coming to terms with what's basically needed here in terms of how we supply our water and how we modernise our water system. I take the points also that, you know, farmers will be inconvenienced to some extent, but there's a rigorous, process engaging with farmers, engaging with landholders to bring this super infrastructural project through. And it probably will cost in the region of 2 billion euros. But you can't have a situation at the moment whereby, yes, there's plenty of water, but we can't get it from A to B and it's not secure, its passage is not secure, and it's at risk of massive contamination, both from rainwater and from sewage. So this project, which is going to take it, I was across it in Dublin City Council and I've very much supported the situation, you know, and again, I would support challenges, I believe is going to happen. We're going to be a very modern state and we're going to be supplying water and hopefully, having a very reliable, clean source of water. We can't have a situation like we had some time back whereby there was huge water shortages in Dublin. Even though there was an ample supply, the problem was it was contaminated. The problem was that the reservoirs were dirty and the water could not be used and it was at a very low level. So what we're doing here is we're creating what is water security. This would seem to be the most obvious way. And I don't believe there's any catastrophic environmental damage being done here. I mean, the gentleman spoke about inconveniences, but didn't really give us any really alarming process here.
What are the concerns you have beyond kind of farmers being inconvenienced, as you said? I mean, what if this were to happen, in what way does the Shannon region lose out?
Well, first of all, the Shannon area is covered by special area of conservation that is there to protect wildlife, bird life. there's already effects on salmon on the Loch Derg. The eels of Ulms, the eels of Ulms disappeared. Mm. And we'll be...
I don't think you can blame the dogs for that.
Irish Water are talking about taking 2% of the flow. Mm. Now, that 2%, which is 330 million litres of it, that's going to have an effect on the level of the lake.
Yeah, it'll reduce by 2% possibly.
No, well, of the flow, but the point is, where they're taking it from is the Partine Basin. Now, Partine Basin is where the river is diverted around Ardna Crusha power station. Mm-hmm. Mm. And Irish Water are going to pay the ESP to forego the production of electricity so they can get the water. But 10 cubic metres of that has to be diverted into the old river going into Limerick.
Yeah. So that might be the part of the river where there is that negative impact, isn't it? We are tight on time because I mentioned those European election candidates who are standing outside the doors of the room here in the Sheraton Hotel, champing at the bit. So we thank you both for your time.
Donal
Whelan from the River Shannon Protection Alliance and Mannix Flynn, independent Dublin City Councillor.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.